reciting, I'll say, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight. And you say, Mark, wait, that was the verse you gave yesterday. Yes, because we have the couple back with us again to share some of their faith journey and their testimony and the new book that they wrote, Look Up. Actually, I guess Larry wrote it, but certainly your wife Joyce is cited in it and referenced and talked about, and you wrote it together. I guess you're the idea man, and then she's
the rewrite and the refining process.
Right, right. And so yesterday we opened up with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 because, Larry, that was one of your go-to verses or foundational verses or God-citing verses that he's used in your life. So I want to jump right back in because we didn't get to talk about it yesterday, and so we're going to talk a little bit more about your book titled Look Up, My Battle with Leukemia and What I Learned. We're going to start with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Why is that a favorite verse of yours?
Because for me, running my own businesses especially, where the future is so uncertain, where your income is so uncertain, and through our cancer battles, at times your health and the things you take for granted is so uncertain, that when you say, I trust you, Lord, that's 24/7. That is everything. And I have found a peace and a strength in that that I can't even put into words.
You know, that verse, I've cited it myself many times. It's one of my favorites, the first verse I ever memorized. But like you said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not some of your heart, not half-heartedly, not on the weekend or during church service. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then the importance of not leaning on your own understanding, because we have a limited worldview, a limited understanding where God is all sovereign. And then I love the part, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Again, give it to him. He understands. He knows the end from the beginning. He's working through the situation. God's providence is always at work. Nothing can happen outside of his permissive will, so we can trust in him and not lean in our own understanding, acknowledge him, and then he will be the active agent at work, working through things. And it doesn't always mean that there's going to be a miraculous healing or everything's going to work out fine, but if we have that eternal perspective, ultimately it gets worked out because we get to spend an eternity with him without the pain, suffering, heartache. It all works out in the end as we surrender and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I look at that too, in all your ways, what you said, and I'll just tag on at the end of that, all your ways. Mm-hmm. That's everything in your body, because everything's a gift from God. This life is a gift from God. And so what I want to do now, the rest of my earthly life, is learn, grow, and become more of the man God's calling me to become, so that when I leave this earth and get my new body, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in this. Now, for eternity, I'm going to have who knows.
Yeah.
And that's who I want to please, is my maker and creator.
I'm going to jump in right here because yesterday I think it took us 8 or 9 minutes to formally introduce our two special guests. So if you were tuned in for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard that we had Larry and Joyce Mazzotti in the studio. They're back today because there was so much more to their faith journey and their testimony and their new book, Look Up. After yesterday's program, there was so much sharing going on in the studio, Tim, and I had to run down mm-hmm. and meet with somebody and came back up, and I'm like, oh, boy, we needed to record all that conversation. So we asked you back for today's edition of Mark and Friends just to share the various faith journeys and the way that God showed up and how you've recounted some of that story in this book, Look Up.
Well, one of the things that I know that really helped us as we went through this, and this was both with my cancer journey and Larry's, is just to come to that conclusion that God is sovereign. Mm-hmm. And I think when we finally give the control up to him, which is the hardest thing that any human being can do, because we're all control freaks in one way or another, and we can say that we give things up, but then we take them back. And so you really have to give it up to the Lord and realize that the outcome that you desire may not be what you want. I mean, it's what he wants for you, and what he takes you through and what he took both of us through has strengthened us immensely spiritually, you know, just in every way possible, because we know that life is very temporary, and you never know the day that you're going to be the one that might be in the doctor's office getting the bad news. And we always pray for, you know, a complete miracle. I mean, everybody wants a miracle, right? But not everybody's going to get a miracle. But sometimes those prayers, God funnels into getting you to the right doctor, getting you to the right facility, having the right procedure. And I think for Larry, had a donor that was one out of 14 million, and to this day, he is on no rejection medicine, absolutely nothing. And a lot of the people that we knew had rejection issues with their stem cell transplants and were on medications, and some of them have passed. It's not always the cancer that takes out the transplant patient. It's what happens afterwards. And so Larry is doing wonderfully well, and we know it's all from God.
And I think, Larry, we were talking about this yesterday and earlier today before this program, but I think they had given you a possibility of about 2 years if treatment wasn't immediately
right.
given to you or whatever. Basically, you were looking at, I might not have long to live, and I'm sure as you and Joyce were struggling through that news and praying it through, what were the emotions? What were the feelings? Was it like, why God? I'm still young. Why is this happening?
Yeah, when you're 52 years old.
49.
Well,
you were 49 when you were diagnosed.
Right, but at 52 was when I relapsed and I was stage 4 when we got the news of only living. I only had 2 years to live if I did nothing. I was absolutely in shock. Mark, really, it hit me so hard flying back from Baltimore. I was numb, I guess, in a way. I couldn't process it. That makes sense. I didn't know what to... I was just in shock, and all the questions, and God, where you at? And, you know, wasn't I good enough? Did I sin? You go through that, and then you have to work through that to the point you say, you know what? Holy Spirit, speak to me. Mm-hmm. I'm open to whatever. And what I sensed then was God just saying, trust me. Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 3, like you mentioned earlier, Mark. And it's, like Joyce said, easy to say that and even give it mental assent. Oh, yeah, I trust God.
All right.
But when you are in that emotional swamp of fear and anxiety and so uncertain and all these negative things coming at you, you realize really where you're at in your flesh. And that's the big thing Paul talks about, as you guys know, in Romans chapter 7, about my battle between the spirit man and my flesh. I'm like, all right, Lord, I got to trust you. And these doctors, they're telling me this. They're the experts. I believe you gave them to me for their knowledge, and I'm going to believe them. And what they tell me to do, I'm going to do.
You know, Tim, I don't know if you noticed this yesterday or as we were talking before today's program, but you've heard the expression or the saying, you take lemons and you make lemonade out of it. And aren't these two characteristic of taking a bad or harsh or unknown situation and bringing good out of it? And we were talking about, you know, how they've used this to, in Joyce's case, to speak to many women, and in Larry's case, testifying to his clients, his customers, his friends, his neighbors, you know, giving God the glory, how they've really taken a hardship, something that most everyone fears, and turning a positive light into it.
Very much so. In fact, between yesterday and today, we were talking off the air with Joyce, and maybe you brought this up, Larry, that Joyce actually helped to start a group helping each other recover, or you call it a HER group. And tell us a little bit about the HER group and what you did.
Back when I went through my whole struggle, I really prayed, obviously, a lot. And I just said, Lord, I just don't believe that all this stuff that I've gone through is to be wasted. And I ended up, after I finished treatment, I just kept running into younger breast cancer survivors everywhere. And finally, I just got up the strength. And fortunately, I had a nurse that gave me part of my treatment. And she said, well, I'll put you in connection with some people. And so I sat down with some of the administrators at one of our local hospitals. And we started a group back in 1999 called Helping Each Other Recover. And the whole purpose of it was not to be a support group from the perspective of like a large group setting, but to be a one-on-one type situation. And so with the permission of the patient, they have our information, and then they pair us up one-on-one with women that are newly diagnosed. That way we can give them resources about you know, breast forms, you know, what to expect as far as, you know, hair loss and all those types of things. I just went in and I said, I think we've got a need here, mm-hmm. and I think that we need to come up with a plan. Mm-hmm. And my thought was to do it on a one-on-one basis, because a very good friend of mine, who is now a very good friend, but at the time she was someone that was just an acquaintance, she was there for me in that way. And she helped me with, you know, lots of resources and information, and I was able to in turn use that and say, let's use this as the model. And we're still doing it, which is really amazing. You know, it's been all this time, and to me that's how you know when something is God, mm-hmm. is that when it has endurance. And a lot of people have come and gone, but we're still doing it. But Larry was able to do some pretty amazing things too, because part of his was being isolated in the Siteman Cancer Center for a very long period of time. And his piano therapy, anybody that knows Larry knows he plays piano a lot. And God gave him a piano, and I'll let him tell you about that.
In case you just tuned in, we have Larry and Joyce Mazzotti in the studio with us, and you might say, I think I heard them yesterday. Yes, you did. We had them on Testimony Tuesday and wanted to bring them back because there's so much more to their story. And Larry recently wrote this book with, of course, the great help of his wife, Joyce, but it's called Look Up, My Battle with Leukemia and What I Learned by Larry Mazzotti, M-A-Z-Z-O-T-T-I. And you can purchase this at Amazon or online, and you can find out more. Just look for Look Up and then do a search, and you can find, I think there's an audio version, there's the Kindle version, and then about $9 or $10 they can get the paperback copy. Yep. And today's program, along with yesterday's program, is archived, so maybe you have a friend that's struggling with cancer or the unknown or uncertainty, or they're not grounded in their faith, or they're really disappointed with maybe some of the ways that God apparently hasn't answered their prayers. Well, you can send them this program. Just go to greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org, and look for the Mark and Friends link. You can right-click on it, copy it, paste it into an email, and then they can hear the whole program in its entirety. So we invite you to stop by and listen to it or listen to it again. And so, Larry, you've seen God working in various things and also using your testimony to bless others. Talk a little about that.
Yes, playing piano at various churches over the years, I've been able to get up and give testimony, and I've been able to do that through the music. That's been a great thing with my avenue to share my story. Pastor a few years ago had me get up at a couple different churches and talk about this journey. But also, I'm able to play music to honor God. And so when I was at Siteman, the day we checked in for the transplant, we were there early because I had to get lab work done right when they opened. And so we had several hours, and I noticed there was a grand piano in the lobby of the Center for Advanced Medicine down in St. Louis. And probably some of your listeners know what that is. That's the big part of Barnes right there in near west end of St. Louis. There's this grand piano, and I asked, I said, can I play that? And they said, oh, yeah, we let people play. So I sat down, and I started playing several hours before I even checked in for the transplant because I was so nervous and so afraid, and music for me has always been very soothing and it helps me. And I started playing, and 8 stories it is in the middle of the Center for Advanced Medicine, and this piano just filled it with music, and, oh, it was such a blessing. God let me do that and really helped calm me down before I went in for the journey. Yeah.
And you mentioned, and some people might say, well, 8 stories, it's kind of like some of those hotels where you go in and it's all open.
It's
so
all open,
that music
yeah.
just wafted yeah. into the air to the second and the third and the fourth floor. So people maybe that you don't even know are sitting back and being ministered to and blessed.
Yeah, and I played a lot of my favorite hymns and some Gaither stuff and worship things and just beautiful music that you saw the smiles of people walking by, and it got my mind off of what I was facing. And that's a key thing for me. It's like a lot of times, you know, to tell your listeners here, one of the things that helped me was think of someone else. Do something for someone else. Even though you're going through, God will give you the strength and the ability to do that. And when I didn't, when I was doing something else, I wasn't thinking about my situation.
I wrote down two different questions that I want you both to maybe address, but I'll give you a little heads up, Joyce. I want to talk about the survival kit and how God has used that in both of your lives. But I also wrote down, God doesn't waste our experiences, our sufferings, or our heartaches. He, and then how would you answer that? How would you maybe answer that first, Larry? God doesn't waste our experiences, our sufferings, or our heartache. He, and then how would you fill that in?
He uses those to grow you spiritually. One of the themes I see in the New Testament as I continue to study God's Word all the time is the battle of the flesh versus the spirit. And in fact, years ago while I was in a prison ministry, I got to talk to the inmates there about fasting. And why do you fast? And what is fasting? And all fasting to me is simply denying the flesh to strengthen the spirit. Mm-hmm. It can be food. It can be like video. It can be whatever. Whatever draws you into something that doesn't honor God. But your flesh has got some desires that go against your spirit. Well, I had always had health through 49 years. Mm-hmm. So for me to step into this journey of actually dealing with a life-threatening illness, I was so afraid.
Yeah, it rocked your world.
It did. And a lot of people say, well, you pray and God's going to answer you. And right, but maybe he doesn't answer you the way you want, like Joyce said earlier, but what he's doing is trying to grow you spiritually. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I didn't even realize the strongholds in my flesh of fear of my health, that he had to take me through some very dark places where I just couldn't deal with it. Mm-hmm. And I turned and looked up, which is the name of the book, Look Up. The analogy I like to use is a lifeguard. When you see someone drowning, as long as they're thrashing around, you don't go in to save them. Right. You wait till they give up. Then you go in and save them. And that's exactly what God did for me through this situation.
Mm. Now, Joyce, how would you fill in this sentence? God doesn't waste our experiences, our sufferings, or our heartaches. He
will use everything that you go through in your life, good or bad, if you allow him. And I think that's one of the most important things I want to say is you have to be a willing vessel to say, God, I don't want this. I don't want these horrible things that I've gone through to just go out to the wind. I want to be able to help people. And that was part of, you know, my survival process was, you know, obviously I think knowledge is important. Mm-hmm. And I think especially in today's very tech-savvy society that we have, you have to make sure that you have the correct knowledge. And Facebook knowledge is not the correct knowledge, as we're finding out with other things that we're dealing with right now. But you have to have the correct knowledge. You need to have faith. You have to have faith not only in God, but you have to have faith in the doctors and the medical professionals that are treating you, because you can't go into someone that you don't trust and believe that they're going to do something that could either save or end your life. And then you have to have hope. You know, I mean, hope is eternal. And even on days when you go in and they don't give you the best news that you want to hear, and that's what we had happen with Larry when he relapsed. It was like we certainly didn't believe we were going to have to go through a stem cell transplant because we thought that this was a very benign type of cancer. But it wasn't. And that's when it all kicked into high gear. And I just feel that if you use the lemons that you have in your life and make lemonade, as you said, Mark, it is just it glorifies God because it shows him that you've taken the situation that could be really bad and you turn it around.
So, Joyce, when did God give you the survival kit idea?
Well, a few years after I went through all of my treatment, I was asked to be the keynote speaker at the Cancer Survivor Day event in Decatur, and I had to come up with a talk, and I knew that my audience was going to be all cancer survivors and their caregivers. And really, the whole thing, and you've got to get the book to read the whole thing, but it just really was centered around, you know, what are the tools that you're going to need? And that's something that Larry and I, both being very organized people, we always are looking at, okay, what do we need to have to get through this? And I felt like I even wore like a bush hat and I had like a little lunch pail. And, you know, I mean, it was kind of funny. I had some props to go with it. But the main message was that you have to be prepared to get through it. And prayer is obviously one of those preparations. But just like the people that prayed, well, you know, God, why didn't you save me? Well, I sent you a life preserver and I sent you a helicopter, but you never reached up out of the water to grab it. It's kind of the same thing. You know, I believe that God sends you health professionals that can turn things around. And in Larry's case, God showed off, and we're really happy that he did.
And I think I saw in that survival kit, wasn't there like a chocolate bar and some other essentials, like milk chocolate to me? I thought I saw a chocolate bar in there. So it was like some of the suggestions, you know, for people to cope and to get through. And I'm glad you mentioned and brought up the prayer. That's so foundational because, like you said, Larry, we can be a faithful follower of Jesus and trust, but when the rubber hits the road and there's uncertainty or there's fear. Look at King David and all those Psalms. They're filled with lashing out or crush my enemies or why God, my father and mother abandoned me. Right. And so we do have real emotions. Even those of us that are strong in our faith, there are hard times and God refines us. It's part of that sanctification, that process to help us surrender more or bring down the idols that are in our lives, whether it's the idol of health or fame or fortune or possessions or whatever it is.
Yeah, and that journey, that sanctification, Mark, you're right. And that's the journey all of us Christians really are on. And that journey will yield some pain. Mm-hmm. There is suffering in this life. And instead of trying to run away from it or withdraw from it, you know, you don't want to suffer for your own folly or your own sin. But there's also strongholds in our flesh that can only be broken in difficult situations when your flesh can't fix it, when you can't fix it. When Gideon had how many men? And God said, oh, send him out down to 300 against thousands. Now you go because I'll get the glory, God said. That's exactly why this book was written. I wanted God to get the glory because I was out. I was done. And I gave up. And then that's when the Lord came in and gave me situations in that book that I think would really help people as they walk through their faith journey, which can be different than mine. I'm not saying everybody's going to get the wonderful miracle healings I got, but in the end, as I went through it, the outcome really at certain points didn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. I just trusted God. No matter what the doctor said or what the outcome was, I trust you, Lord, because this body, Larry cannot get cancer. Larry's human body can get cancer. And yes, someday this body will go back to dirt, but then I get a new body.
In that book that Larry's referring to, and he wrote with the assistance of the lovely Joyce, his beloved bride, is titled Look Up, My Battle with Leukemia and What I Learned. So if you do a Google search on Look Up and you type in Larry Mazzotti, Mazzotti, you'll find that book. We highly recommend it.
Just thought of something, if you don't mind me throwing this in. I think one of the things that is universal, even though Larry's version and what happened to Larry and what happened to me may not be what happens to your loved one, the one thing that I think is universal through the whole cancer battle type thing is don't try to go through it alone. Hmm. We've known many people that have tried to isolate themselves because for whatever reason they don't want other people to know about the diagnosis. This is a time when you need to reach out to people and you need to allow people to minister to you. Larry and I are always kind of the doer type of people, and so for people to do for us was very, very hard for both of us to accept that because we wanted to obviously be giving to other people, but other people wanted to give to us. Please reach out, allow other people to help you because that is part of your healing.
And is there a phone number for people to call if they want to get in touch with you or maybe they want you to speak to their group or their organization?
I was going to say you can just call our home number. It's 217-864-5375 and you can talk with either Larry or myself. And we'd be more than happy. We've done this for several people already, and we'd be more than happy to kind of let you know what to expect. Part of our journey also consisted of having to get a furnished apartment in the St. Louis area because Larry had to stay by closely after the transplant. And those are all kind of the logistics things that you have to look at in advance. And we'd be happy to talk to anyone. We can't give medical advice, but we can definitely tell you what to expect as far as the process.
That number is 217-864-5375. Well, thank you so much, Larry and Joyce, for being a part of yesterday and today's edition of Mark and Friends. Tim, isn't it great when we can have Testimony Tuesdays and kind of church here in the studio, and I trust bless the listener as they identify with this story. I'm sure some of them will be praying for Larry and Joyce, and we'll continue to pray up that God will use the broadcast, the words that were spoken, to draw people closer to Him, to help people realize that they can trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not on their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll make our path straight. God's in the business of redemption. He's in the business of loving on you and caring for you, and He has an eternity planned for you through the Lord Jesus Christ. So draw near to Him, and He'll draw near to you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Tim Nelson, Larry and Joyce Mazzotti with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.